This is the real BS show.
Am I ready? No.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're not ready.
Are we ever ready? It's a rainy day out, Bill.
Yeah, let's start off with the weather report.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more rain.
I tell you what.
Cold, too.
Yeah, it's cold. And then, you know, we look at the temperature, it's supposed to be increasing to up something like 87 or 88 degrees. Oh, it's 88 on here now on Monday, the 18th. To me, that's the oddest thing. You can go from 88 degrees and then it's going to drop down to like 40 something. So it's going to be 40 degree drop. Ugh, you know.
That's El Nino.
Yeah, well, yeah, the heat.
I don't know what it's
raining now. Of course, we need the rain in the spring. Otherwise, it'd be a drought.
We should ship some out west. You guys are desperately in need of rain.
You know.
Water, anyways.
I remember it was like 10 years ago. There was a Great Lakes Alliance. They all came together. Kind of weird thing. All these states coming around together and saying, hey, we're not going to ship water west. But
yeah, right. You just wait. That's coming.
I have a feeling that the Western states are going to be requesting pipelines again because they're in desperate need of water again.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep your eye on to ABC News and all the idiots. They're going to eventually say, hey, we don't have any water out here. 40 million people are without water.
Yeah.
Hoover Dam ain't working no more.
No power either. The California Valley, that valley, was it San Jose Valley or San Juan Valley? I can't remember what it's called. That main valley where almost all the agriculture in the United States.
Oh, the Central Valley.
Yeah, the Central Valley. Thank you. That whole valley has so many different crops that we grow there that they're quite distinct there. I think most almond growing in the United States is there.
Oh, we can't do without almonds. Yeah. Oh, we smoke. Yeah. What would we do if all the almonds went away?
I know.
Jeez.
Maybe tree bark.
I haven't had an almond in 30 years.
Yeah, same here. No offense, Uncle Sam. I sometimes like almonds, but not that much. I do think it's going to be interesting seeing with the drought out west and also in the south right now. They're having forest fires, you were saying earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
In Florida.
Florida's burning up.
Yeah.
What the heck's going on?
Right now, Pennsylvania's fine. Well, northwest Pennsylvania, we're good. We have no drought yet. That's okay. All this rain.
Well, give us a few months. We'll get there.
But all this rain right now is feeding our wells, so we're good for now. You know, the nuclear power plant, it's on Lake Erie, so it's not a worry. They did say the lakes went down a little bit, but not much. I think we'll have another 20,000.
They're going to have that trouble out west, too, in nuclear power plants. They ain't got no water. Yeah. How are they going to cool them?
Well,
it takes a lot of water to run them things.
Most electricity, even nuclear, natural gas, coal, they all need water to turn turbines.
Unless you recycle that water.
Yeah, that's true.
To send it out and let it cool off and then put it back in.
You'd think they would do that. I mean, how hard is it to pump water? It's not that hard. You have a power plant right there. But yeah, water is going to become the true resource, in my opinion, in the future. People don't realize they bottle water now, but you really do want to be drinking bottled water? I don't know. It might be cheaper in the long run to get a Berkey filter.
Oh, I don't know. I just got this Coke from McDonald's. It tastes like they forgot to rinse it when they cleaned it. It tastes terrible.
Yeah.
It's got some kind of cleaning agent in there.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think I should drink it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, that's a tough thing there. You know, you think about these machines that you get pop from or soda, whatever you want to call it. They have to clean them regularly. If they don't, then...
Well, most of the time they don't.
Yeah, well, because that means that it has to be taken down for a while.
Some of these restaurants, they got maple syrup or syrup things in. an inch worth of dried syrup on the top of it.
I always said to my son, you know, he one time was criticizing a restaurant because his brother worked at it and saying, oh, they do this and do that at the restaurant. And like, Christian, you don't want to know what all the restaurants are doing, because they're doing things you just don't want to know. That's why you be nice. You have to be nice to your servers and waitresses, because yeah, they could do something rotten to you. So you just, you know, just be nice to people. I don't get why people are rude to waiters and servers. I don't get that.
You know? Well, if you want to be rude to them, just don't leave them a tip. That's all.
I mean, but
people, when you're leaving, just don't leave them a tip.
That's, you know.
Boom, you got them.
Yeah, but I've seen people, you know, just, oh, I like them being correct on how they serve me my food. I'm sitting there thinking, they're just taking a plate from point A to point B, and before that, they're taking your order. It's not super complex. And they make it to be something like a, you know, some regal ceremony. You know, you have to sit down at a regal, you know, king's or queen's dining table and being served a certain way. This fork goes here and this fork goes there. You're just going to a restaurant paying $12 for a meal. Cut your crap.
Yeah, shut up and eat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, just enjoy the food. You're out to eat. Why do we have to make this stressful? I've been on dates with women that were like that. No offense to women. Just saying, there's some people out there that are like that. Kind of weird. So,
well, I should tell you something.
Yeah, it tells me that's not a second date. That's, I'm going to have to live with that. No.
Well, I don't know. You come up with some goofy music today?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a rainy day music, you know, a little bit slower. A little
off the beaten trail.
Off the beaten trail. You know, I do watch a lot of, I don't like putting live music on the radio or a podcast, but I like listening to music done live at like KEXP or Tiny Desk. Those are two good places to find new music. And I think all these songs are from me finding them either at some point like 2 or 3 years ago or just recently. There's a lot of good artists out there, and there's some older artists in here that you probably will recognize their voices when you hear them from the 70s. And they're still making good music. So it's like, you know, sometimes we just need to slow down a little bit. And, you know, maybe it's just for me to say slow down a little bit because I've been working a lot. And sometimes I just need to slow down. And these are baby tested, by the way.
What's that mean?
I was holding my granddaughter and she was enjoying the music. She was singing along with it. So...
Well, that should do it there.
Yeah. And she's singing along, cooing along with the songs, and I guess everybody else can sing along, maybe. I don't know.
Well, good as any eye of the beholder,
that's true. I mean, a three-month-old is, you know, not the epitome of testing of music, but a three-month-old, you know.
So what's first on the...
The band is called The Devil Makes Three, and I don't think they're a satanic group at all, but they're just kind of a bluesgrass, Americana, whatever you want to call it. I'm not even sure what their genre is. I don't think it matters. I think it's the music. They make some good music. And then I got some other stuff from Robert Plant with Alison Krauss, and another one with Saving Grace without Robert Plant. He's still out there kicking music, you know. You know, it's kind of an odd thing. It's kind of like,
makes money.
You know, like Paul McCartney, you know, he did Wings, and I guess that didn't do too well. But you know, some other ones did. George Harrison did music, right? And I think he did better than the Beatles in some ways.
Well, he's dead now.
Yeah, but isn't Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr the only two left?
I don't know.
The Beatles.
I think so, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's half the band, so that's not too bad. 50%.
I have to say, you know, Ringo Starr, people used to make fun of him. But really, that man held the band together in a lot of ways. He kept the rhythm, and that's not easy to be that steady, like a metronome on the drums. He was a metronome on the drums. And when I was younger, I used to like critique him, like, oh, he's playing simple drum beats. And then later on, I realized, holy crap, he's playing simple drum beats like a metronome. And that gave me a new respect for drummers that could do that. because you can be flashy, and there's good drummers out there, very flashy, like Neil Peart. You got
machines to do it now.
Yeah, you have machines to do it now. Drummer. But before machines, you had, you know, Ringo Starr. He was a metronome. He was really good at just keeping the beats very steady, didn't deviate. You know, just a great drummer, you know. So, I don't know. That was me rambling.
Yeah, I think a yellow submarine that goes right out the window.
Some comedian, I don't remember who it is, I feel bad for not crediting them, is they said they got so high that they let Ringo Starr sing. They're like, Ringo, get down.
Hey, people elected Joe Biden as president of the United States. What's that tell you?
Yeah, you look past the past.
Look at these mega church preachers and stuff. Kenneth Copeland and people are donating to these guys.
Yeah,
they're eating that stuff up and sending the money. And
I don't think it's even just religion. You get anything, politics, religion. You get some snake oil salesmen in every realm. I look at the problems that we have today, and
it's the nut jobs that are voting and spending their money on them. That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Jeez, oh man, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. You go to Walmart and you'll figure it out.
Oh yeah, I worked at Walmart before.
Well, you'll see all that. Your son doesn't want to work at Dollar General. Why? Because of all the crazies that go there.
Oh, there's some crazies. I think, you know, everyone has that. I don't think it should be legally required, but I think it's a good way to teach your kids respect and decency when they have to deal with people that are disrespectful. And the best way to do that is deal with the general public for at least a year or two. And when you do that, you start to realize that most people are very stupid and probably shouldn't be out there making big decisions. I'm not saying that the government should be controlling. I'm just saying that, you know, the customer is not always right. They're very wrong most of the time. The customer always right is a macro thing, meaning the bigger public, you know, when a product fails, that means the public's right. But an individual, no, they're wrong usually. So it's a good thing he went through what he went through working what he did, because now he'll respect the workers that are there and not act that way.
Now he'll go get a job in a factory and really...
Well, that's right. He's done it before, so he enjoys that.
Yeah, right. Well, you come and see me in 5 years and ask me how much he loves doing that.
Hey, you program for a living, so you know what I'm talking about when I say this, but programming is monotonous, and you have to make yourself focused. Because there's a lot of distractions out there. I could easily just watch YouTube videos all day and be entertained. When I'm programming, I have to zone in. It's monotonous, like a factory job. And there's many days where I'm not necessarily in the mood to type code that well, because you have to get in the zone. And it's draining some days. You look out. I have to close the blinds when it's nice out, because I'm like, oh, look how nice it is outside. I don't want to go outside. And it's not good for me, because I'm going to be distracted the whole time. So I purposely sacrifice not going outside. That's a big thing for me. Well, I love the outside.
You're a credit to your trade, or whatever.
I guess, but it's why I know how it is. It's monotonous. It's a repetitive job. But you know what? That's okay, because then you can put music in. You can, you know, jam to some music and just clear it out. It's a job that's needed, because they're making fire hoses for fire departments and you name it. You know, they're making different things that are needed in society. So there's some benefit over the job he had before. I don't think it's needed as much.
Well, you'll find out.
Yeah, I
worked in factories a lot, and I was always a maintenance guy. I was always a maintenance guy, so it wasn't the same thing for me.
Right.
But I had to watch these people.
Yeah.
Every day come to the same location, same place, and do the same exact thing all day long.
How
in the world do you get up and go to work every day and do the same thing over and over for years?
I did a company for software. I walked in and they walked me through the factory, okay? And it was like a 20-step place. You know, they had multiple positions where people had to stand, and about half of them were just standing there in front of a button, just a big red button, and they would hit the button. That's all they did. They were just looking at the products go by. They didn't actually touch it or anything, just looked at it, and if there was something wrong, they pushed a button. And I'm sitting there thinking, there's no way of making this easier unless you put a camera there. And that's the dang truth, because you could take five people and make it one person watching a camera, and they have five buttons in front of them instead of each person have a button, you know? So you take away five jobs and have one person there standing there push a button of five different buttons instead of five people pushing one button and with the cameras. And to me, that's monotonous. That's the worst. I'd probably go nuts with standing in front of a button, I'll be honest.
Factories are just bone-crunching cruel.
Yeah. Yeah, but it,
but, and but some, it takes you 5 years to figure it out. Say, what am I doing with my life?
I think about
go to work every day, the same time, the same place, same stupid maneuvers.
But I think that's still better than the general public. Ooh. I think there's the general public thinks they're entitled.
Well, the general public goes to the store to get their anxieties out or something.
Yeah, anger. Yeah, because you know, I think about it. You know, there's too many people that are entitled to think they are owed something, and you're owed nothing. That's the big thing to take away in life is you're owed nothing. Nothing's free, and if you are entitled, then you are wrong. The other day, I made a comment about it was like a week ago, I think. I made a comment about somebody at the fine dining establishment we go to. We won't mention the name of, and they were complaining, and they were only there for like 2 minutes saying their food wasn't ready. And I'm sitting there thinking, God, they're a whiner. You know, I'm like, really? 2 minutes? Wah. You didn't get your food on time. Are you a baby? You know, I think I was mocking under my breath, but that's really what I wanted to say to the person. I'm like, geez, you're that impatient.
Go cook it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting there thinking, I won't say everything I said about that person, but I was making jokes. Because, you know what? Geez, you know, it's rush hour. It's breakfast. They're busting their butt. They're behind. They got people lined up. You know, it's life. You go to big cities, it's even worse, you know. You should have planned your day better. It's like when you're driving in traffic and there's too many cars in front of you and you have to get to work. Maybe you should have left 10 minutes early. You're too entitled to realize that. I don't know.
Yeah, well. Okay, let's play some music and stop whining.
Yeah, I'm not whining. All right.
What I told until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, cause I can't go a week without doing wrong.
Oh,
without doing wrong. Without doing wrong.
Oh,
without doing wrong.
Drinking in heaven.
So I'm sitting as the bar stool starts to grow roots. I'm feeling like an old worn out pair of shoes. Oh, tell me what is it that I should do when I'm swimming in the liquor only halfway through. So I'm watching as his wings spread as wide as could be. Oh, come on now and wrap them around me. Cause all I wanna do now is fall to sleep. Oh, come down here and lay next to me. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels, old number
number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And up here the bottle never runs dry, and you never wake up with those tears in your eyes. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deeps.
Oh,
to the fiery deeps.
Drinking in
the fiery
deep. Oh, drunk the fiery deep. Drinking in heaven.
I wanna tell you a story. Ain't got no characters in it but me. I wanna sing you a sad song. Most of it I don't expect you to believe. It starts off just a whiskey and wine, or some miles of travel and some real good times. But it ends in a dark corridor, where there ain't no windows and there ain't no doors. Well, that's me. Just a drinking off this bottle and a drifting out to sea. Oh, that's me. Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. I wanna take you to a shipwreck, 1,000 miles underneath the Black Sea. It looks like everybody's sleeping, but look close, they are dead indeed. I wanna lead you to an armchair, deep back in the files of my mind. I wanna sit you in a candle's light, where I've been spending all of my time. Well, that's me. Just a drinking off this bottle, is it drinking off of me? Now that's me. Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf. Well, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Yeah, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams.
Double Makes Three, Old Number 7 and Graveyard. You know, there's a song that I think both of us maybe would like, I Will Never Marry.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bunch of BS. That's what it is.
Yeah. What, marriage? Or the fact that he's
you'll never be married or something like that.
I think he's been through a few and decided not to ever marry again.
Well, yeah, you got to try it once anyways. Then you can tell.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an expert and you've never done it, then There's something wrong with that picture.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like someone that doesn't have kids giving advice how to have kids. It's kind of,
you got to have somebody to argue with.
Yeah, you know? I guess. That's true. If you don't ever, if you don't have someone being your anvil to your iron, for your hammer, you know, you got to have some anvil and hammer to your iron to make you shape into something, I guess.
That's getting deep.
I know.
Where's my boots?
Yeah. Well, you've been through some struggles, right? You know, and it kind of shaped you.
Everybody has.
Yeah, to a point. Some people have it easier.
I ain't no different than anybody else.
Yeah, I'd say you have some more wisdom than most people.
Well, sometimes you learn stuff and sometimes you don't. You know, you go out and do it again.
Yeah. There's some proverbs about this.
I know people have married three or four times. Nah. It takes a lot of stupidity to do that.
Yeah.
Or something.
Didn't you stop at two?
One.
Okay, you never got married again. That's right, yeah. You only stopped. You did one, you're done.
Yeah.
Same with me.
One, you're done.
I learned a lesson with that one. That if you don't have a prenup, then the state will have their prenup, and you get screwed. And even still then, with a prenup, you still can get screwed. So why mess with that? You know?
Well, people got to try it.
Abraham Lincoln didn't have a marriage license when he married his wife. Marriage licenses are only in the last 80 years.
Nancy Todd?
Yeah.
I think that was her name.
Yeah.
She was a winner.
Yeah. Hey, in the beginning, she was a good wife, and then she started losing her mind after her son died. It must have been distraughting to lose kids back then. We don't deal with that.
Probably distraughting now.
It's distraughting now, but when you lose back then, they had higher infant mortality rates, so that made probably tough people, you know? I'm not saying we need to go back to that, but I'm thinking about the sorrow and suffering. It made people a little bit different, you know? We're in a bubble now. We're not saying it's the best thing in the world. We're not in the best time ever, but boy, we are in a bubble compared to what was in the past. We have fresh food right at the grocery store. You can just go there and buy it. Before, you had to, you know, it didn't have all that. So you had to cook everything. You know, now we have washing machines. Before, you had washing boards and wringers, and you didn't spend a whole day doing laundry. Now it's just, you know, takes 30 minutes.
Well, years ago, we didn't have electricity. So.
No, that's true. Or planes or cars or anything. You know, everything was very hard labor.
Cell phones and
cell phones. Think about that. Cell phones. You can contact anyone in the world for free. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
I even remember when it used to be you had to pay minutes for texting and even phone calls you had minutes you had to pay for.
I think AOL you had 5 minutes a month.
Yeah, yeah.
It was free. And then after that, they started charging.
Yeah, yeah. I remember Juno. It was the same thing. Juno was before AOL. And you had to pay for it after a while. And then if you didn't set up your phone to block incoming calls while you're on the internet to do a business signal, it would break your connection. So you're in the middle of downloading a picture of some sort or a song, and it'd beep, there, you're cut off. I don't know. Those are different times. I think about many older people that are like 90 or 100 years old and what they've seen in their lifetime. You were born in 1950.
Yeah, I'm so getting up there.
60, 76, you know. As the youth say, 6'7", is a saying. But anyways, you've seen a lot in your own lifetime, you know. Yeah, just totally different, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't want to see much of anything anymore. I can't even listen to a ball game anymore because all the stupid advertisements are the same exact thing every half inning.
Yeah, yeah.
Drives you crazy.
I will say, last year I went to a baseball game, and I don't normally like watching baseball because it's watching paint dry for me.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
But I enjoyed it. It was fun. I don't remember who won, but it was fun watching the game. That was something unique. I'd like to do it again, you know? To me, it was kind of fun seeing the whole stadium filled and getting a hot dog for like a dollar. I had a beer. Well, I don't normally drink beer.
That's unusual.
Yeah. And I could walk by police officers with a beer in my hand. That was kind of fun. I smiled at them. I was like, how are you doing?
And you're driving and drinking at the same time.
No, I wasn't driving. Someone else was driving.
Oh, you're walking and drinking.
Yeah, I was walking and drinking. Yeah.
Law against that, too.
Yeah. Ginger's walking is a dangerous thing, you know.
All right, well, let's play some more tunes.
Yeah, Saving Grace with Robert Plant.
Whoever, whatever. Yes. You picked them out. So.
Yeah, I'm the blame.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Here we go.
One morning as I rambled all down the seashore, the wind it did whistle, oh, the waters did roar. I heard a fair damsel make a pitiful sound. It sounded so lonesome in the waters around. I never will marry or be no man's wife. I expect to live single all the days of my life. The shells in the ocean will be my deathbed. The fish in deep water swim over my head.
Oh, now come on, yeah.
know, I'm not a big fan of the 40s and 50s music somewhat. Some of it's okay. But sometimes there's songs, you know, it's good to hear them be redone. I don't know. There's something nice about it. You know, that the vibe of, you know, after World War II, you know, that there's something nice about that. You know, kind of.
I don't know.
Well, you were not born yet.
I don't know what
yet.
You're talking about.
You weren't born yet. But
well, neither are you.
No, but I know people that were alive during that time, and they said it was a nice, prosperous time. You know, at the time, you think about it, post-World War II, we were the winning economy in the world. Everyone owed us money. So we had all the factories here. Everyone was occupied. You know, they were working. The economy was booming. People were building houses, you know, buying houses for cheap. You know, it was a good time, you know. And kind of that feeling was
no,
in the...
I don't know.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But it was...
I wasn't there. I mean, no. And even if I was, I was too little to know what was going on. Yeah. So
I'm just saying that from what people were telling me that were alive during that time. It maybe wasn't great for everybody, but... I think we're living in better times now than we were then, though. Taxes were way higher then, and things weren't good for everybody. But it had an upbeat vibe. I don't know. There was also a lot of people came back from the war that weren't right, of course. Same thing with Vietnam, same with Korea. And there was poverty still, but the music had something to it. And so hearing it redone, like what they're doing with some of these songs, some of them are older songs, some are even like 400-year-old songs they're redoing, but putting a modern spin on it, and I kind of like that. So it's a little bit of a slower show, like kind of a rainy day, you know.
So you got some more music here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's listen to that.
Yeah.
Just like ember, in colors red and gold, they serve us on fire. Burn.
We're back.
This is the Real BS Show. We got to say hello to Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy.
Rob. How about Bob Nye, the science guy? We haven't said hi to him in a long time.
Hi, Bob Nye.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Bob Nye, the science guy.
Yeah. And Nancy, I think this next one's for you. This is a more of a spiritual song. It's sometimes we go through tough things, and I think the meaning of this song is to hold on. You know, we all have struggles, and I think this song is a very old song. It's probably 400 years old, but it's modernized a little bit. This is one of my favorite songs out of all these songs here. So,
oh, get out of town.
Oh, it's a good song.
Yeah, you say that all the time.
No, I know. but it has a deep meaning.
What a BSer.
I like listening to this song sometimes.
You should be a salesman, you know, sell stuff.
I do.
You know,
sometimes. Yeah, I'm multifaceted. BSing.
All right, let's listen to some music.
All right.
lifetime. The birds sing and day's begun. The heavens will shine from dawn to dusk with golden rays of sun. People on their way, beginning a brand new day. I'd rather hear people say, it's a beautiful day today. People in the street, rushing everywhere, moving fast, and how I know they've got to be somewhere. People on their way, beginning a brand new day. I'd rather hear people say, it's a beautiful day today.
Might not be everybody's kind of song, but you know what, that last one, It's a Beautiful Day Today, I kind of like that one. I picked that song when it was sunny out, it was 70 degrees, and I was like, that song's perfect. And it's not perfect for today, but you can enjoy that day.
Well,
that
if song. You're a duck, you like it.
Yeah, I mean, or a fish, because you know they, yeah, all the bugs mm-hmm. fall in the rain. Yeah, and they're gobbling up all those bugs, you know. Or if you're a fisherman, you know, because people like going fishing in the rain. So you're competing. This next one is a different artist for sure. I don't know. There's something about him that kind of has a nice vibe to it. It's relaxing.
I take your word for it.
It's a little bit more upbeat. It'll wake you up. How about that? That's the word I'll use.
I could use some of that.
Yeah, these songs are a little bit slower, but you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, this next one's more upbeat, you know?
I'll have to trust you.
As you say, it's vibing. No cap.
All right, well, let it rip.
Somewhere in Milwaukee, there's snow covering concrete, and I still see you walking away. And I tried to say I'm sorry, and that frozen rain kept falling, and I couldn't find the words to make you stay. Chased you down deep, and I try to keep you up in my arms. ice choked up on that freezing wind. I bit my tongue until it bled, holding back the words till my lungs turned blue. And I still see your fingerprints running across my frostbitten skin. All I'm breathing in is the truth. Scattered on the floor. You're screaming at me, you can't take it anymore. I try and hold you, you just push me away. This ain't nothing new, 'cause we just did this yesterday. Times are getting hard, hits you like a bullet through your heart. Been tearing me apart and it's killing you, I know. Said, won't you stay with me? I can't keep going if you leave. Ain't how it's supposed to be, so please don't go. When the fire's in your eyes, I miss the ocean blue. I miss the blonde-haired girl that I thought I once knew. It's hard to reason with the voices in your head. And it's been 3 damn days since you've gotten out of bed. Times are getting hard, hits you like a bullet through your heart. Been tearing me apart and it's killing you, I know. Said, won't you stay with me? I can't keep going if you leave. Ain't how it's supposed to be, so please don't. Hits you like a bullet through your heart. Been tearing me apart and it's killing you, I know. Said, won't you stay with me? I can't keep going if you leave. Ain't how it's supposed to be, so please don't go. Said, won't you stay with me? I can't keep going if you leave. Ain't how it's supposed to be.
Cube. We're all cubed and ready to go. Cued. Squared.
Technical talk.
Are you square, Bill? That used to be an old saying.
I probably am. I don't know. I'm running out of things to talk about. I don't know.
Well, there's tons of things to talk about, Bill. You know, the water and out in the West, that's scary. You know, the Colorado River.
People don't even realize what's going on. No. It's going to get so ugly out there. It's just... They ain't seen nothing yet.
Just don't touch our water.
It's coming. Yeah, they'll pass a law.
I'm drinking water right now from the fine water reservoir in Union City.
All that blue green algae tastes good, doesn't
it? Num, num, num. All that extra protein. You know, there's some people saying we should be eating that. You know,
well, make it food. Up.
You know,
go for it.
You know, we could do what I think it's Los Angeles. They put these black balls in their reservoir in Los Angeles, and it supposedly keeps the birds from pooping in it and also the algae building up. So, but then you're getting all the microplastics. So I don't know. What's the trade-off, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll figure that out in 50 years.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? We got two more. We got Charlie Parr. I've never heard this guy before until recently, and I thought, you know what? We'll throw him at the end. You know, we have two more songs, and one more after that. We'll come by, and we'll say bye-bye. And
I have no clue who you're talking
about. Yeah, I have no clue who he is either, but he's pretty...
So we're going to play him?
Yeah, kind of fitting for an ending.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we're kind of nosediving, you know. But he's a good songwriter, singer-songwriter, they call him. You know that type. I still don't get what that means. You know, they have a guitar, but when they have a piano, they call him a singer-songwriter with a piano. But they don't say with a guitar... This is the fault, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. That's me rambling.
Yeah, you're getting deep again.
Yeah.
Getting deep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's put it on the thing there and spin it. Give it a spin.
Yeah, we'll do it to it.
All right.
You know, it's outlasting you. there ain't nothing you can do. Slow it down.
We go.
It's a real BS show, live and in action. We got to be almost done, aren't we?
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, we're done. We got one more, and then that's our goodbye song. I think everyone will like the lyrics to this one. It's a good one.
Well, I don't know. I never heard it, so.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody be good. Yes, Chris, sir. Let me see. Chris and Summer, Hallie,
yeah.
Mary Jo and John. That's all my crew.
Yeah.
And let's see, there's Nancy, Rob, who's all our Doug Klinovich out there in Arizona.
Yeah. Those people the Vodka countries that listen, you know, is Kiev, I think, and Moscow. There's some people that are listening.
There by the Olga River or whatever. Yeah.
One time we zoomed on and they were listening.
Right next to the post office.
Yeah.
Unless they blowed it up. I don't know.
Who
Maybe
knows?
Blowed up yeah. by now.
Yeah. Maybe they're using drones to deliver mail now. Who knows? There's a lot of people that listen around the world. We don't know who you are, but thank you for watching, listening. Not watching, but listening. You know, we could just have a video of us, like, empty chairs with the mics there and just switch between the video of one chair, you talking, and then me talking. It's just switching back and forth between the chairs. What do you think of that?
That'd be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to try doing that.
I don't know. Yeah. We should get a YouTube channel.
Yeah, we could.
We could put a YouTube video.
We don't want our ugly mugs on there.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to put our ugly faces on there. Yeah. And no people know who we are then.
Yeah, yeah. We could wear a mask or something, you know. Not the COVID mask, but like a ski mask.
Yeah. Yeah, well. Let's just keep it the way it is.
Yeah. Just keep your imagination. Yeah. We're both Greek gods here, you know.
Everybody, just be nice to each other and eat right and take care of yourself and be careful. You know, drive normal. And
watch for the deer.
Save your money.
Save your money.
All that kind of.
Buy gold, buy silver.
We don't buy anything. Just.
Just look at it.
Just stay safe. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one left, and it's time to go then.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll see you all next week then. And everybody. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Deed boys, mad at the mill, can't see boys, let me get my feet full.